Love is a mighty splendid thing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Love is a mighty splendid thing. What does mighty splendid thing mean? A mighty splendid thing is something that has many avenues to it. It has many areas to it. It has many aspects to it. That's the way love is. Love has many aspects to it. And here at the monastery, we have many loving people who have many loving aspects to them. And it's very interesting. We were amused the other day when Ingeborg was sitting at the dining room table, and she was quietly sitting there enjoying her meal. And we said, "Ingeborg, tell us something exciting." "Oh, I have nothing exciting." And so then, that was fine. She kept her mouth shut. She was not a many splendid thing, as far as that. She was splendid insofar as she was eating. Then, she got in another environment, and she was the magpie. Talking, telling all about her life history, telling all about her friends, telling all about her family, telling all about her world. Just talking. And then Ellen said, "My goodness sakes, Ingeborg has done more talking in the last couple hours than she has, you know, in a year." Well, what is it that turns on some of our splendor? What is it that turns on the real love that we have within us and gets us going and makes us feel that what we have to say is worthwhile saying and worthwhile hearing? Well, the people that she was speaking to did not know her. They did not know of her experiences and her past, so she was telling them something quite new. And it was quite nice, because she had the floor, and no one could contradict her, because no one knew what she was talking about. That they knew that she was talking about her family and her friends and so forth. So, isn't it interesting how our splendor, our love, can radiate in many different ways when we give it an opportunity? Now, are you giving love an opportunity to be something special in your life? Are you giving love an opportunity to be something really unique in your life? And if you are, then that's your blessing. Now, we have Anita who comes and visits here, and Anita is just a crazy lady. She walks in, and her every other word, so to speak, is giggle. She likes to giggle. And she's always laughing and giggling. And sometimes it can get a little strained. You know, it can be a little heavy. But she does it with such sincerity and such naivete that you have to admire her. You have to think, what a splendid thing that she's doing. Being that loving type of person, outgoing, giving of herself. But she does more than that. She takes her love and she plants it all over the place. Now, everyone doesn't necessarily want what she's planted, but she plants it all over the place. She has her little pictures. And I'd go into the golf cart and I'd find her little sayings in there, her little teddy bears in there and her little creatures that she loves to have with her all the time, and into the truck, and you go in her bedroom, and lined up on the wall are all of her friends, her teddy bears and her animals. And then she makes a special bag on the wall to put her pencils in and things like that. Other people, they have a glass on the desk, but her, she has it very artistically laid out over her desk. Now, she's expressing her love in a many splendid way, and a beautiful expression of herself. Now, I go to Sylvia's house, and I look at the Citadel, and I say, my, why do we, you know, have it so dark in here? Should we lighter in here? Now, she says, well, what do you expect? That's the way it is, you know? No. How do you make it light, Sylvia? How do you make it light in a room? You turn on the lights, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, she has such very pleasant lights, but they're very dim, and it gives you the feeling that you're going into a little cave or into a little secret hideaway, you know, and open it up.
We have to have more windows.
Well, that was my idea about the house.
My idea too.
Rip out the walls and put in some windows, you know.
Yes.
But no, everybody tells me, first things first, you know.
First things first.
That's what I was saying. Everybody tells me first things first. So, now Ellen is starting to turn her smiles on.
Uh-huh.
And Ellen and Sylvia got together with Brian and determined that they were going to repanel the outside of the Citadel. Mm-hmm. Now, if I were them, I would put in a few windows more, and then there's less area to panel. You see? And it would be quite nice, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Now, so, say, maybe two or three sliding glass doors in the living room, you know? One going out to the side, one going out the other side, and one going out where the front door is. The front door is a useless object there. It's such a dark little area, you know. But it would be perhaps a good place to make the front door area. It has a little closet, make it a full closet. Now, that's just my thinking.
Oh, I love it.
What?
I love it.
Yeah, that's just what I'm thinking. Ways of making everything more enjoyable, more usable. Now, this house here, when we built it, it had eggshell or beige walls in it.
Wooden.
And it was pleasant. But then Ellen says, no, we're going to brighten this place up. And so she had it painted in this light color because that's her consciousness. That's her attitude. That's her love sparkle. And the place just jumped alive. And then she said, well, now, we got to let the light in now that we have a place to shine it. So we opened up the windows and opened up everything, put in new windows, put in new things just to make it beautiful. And, of course, I did that too. But I wasn't Ellen. And so wherever I put in windows, they covered them up. I put in skylights, and they covered them up. I put in windows with a beautiful opening onto the back porch, and they put a deck over the top of it. They put a roof over it, so the windows now are inside windows. And I said, well, let's move the floor out, and now that we've got a roof up there, and make it a bigger room. So we could have a bigger room there, which would be really nice, you know. And outdoor, indoor, and then make that into our special dining area.
Mm.
And man, you know, there'd be all sorts of things that you could do, all sorts of things. And then raise the floor on the TV room and on the business room back there, so it's all level, you know.
Mm.
So you just walk smoothly without having to step downstairs.
Mm.
But people like to use imagination. Now, is that love?
Yes.
And love is what?
A many splendid thing.
And it's spelled C-A-R-I-N-G. See, I got to get her to speak loud enough to get on here. You know. Love is a many splendid thing, but it's spelled caring. So when you care, you're showing love. When you care, you're showing just who you really are.
Yeah.
And right now, we're caring about Ingeborg because Ingeborg's having some treatment done. And so we're caring about her. And we see that all is
in divine order.
All is in divine order. Beautiful. Is she whole and perfect?
Oh, yes.
All is in divine order. It has nothing to do with whole and perfect, does it?
Okay. Yeah.
See, we're getting away from that. That's our old frame, old phrase. Right, Ellen?
Yes.
Are we waking up to
divine order?
And we're sort of leaving in the dust
the whole perfect.
And why are we all in divine order?
Because it includes everything.
Because it's the sunshine of our life, isn't it?
Sunshine.
It includes everything.
Oh,
It includes everything. Now, we have an article that everyone is receiving. It's being sent on the list so that everybody in my mailing list gets it. And the article will perhaps go in a future gist too. But what's that?
I started to write my article about divine
And did you read mine?
Not yet.
Huh? Well, don't. Do yours before you read mine. No, so then it'll be yours, you know. It'll be made up of your attitudes.
Yeah.
And hide it, because she might copy.
No.
Well, I'm not worried about her copying. If she wants to copy, that's just fine. But the thing is, she probably has some genius ideas that we haven't even dreamed about.
I'm sure.
And that's what we want to do. This is what divine order is. This is what the sunshine is. This is what true love is, where you just be yourself and have fun. Right? Yeah, fool.
Right.
Okay. Well, you all have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.